yeah. Can we just take Grandma out of the group? She's really old, you know, she's distracting from the now.
You know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I'm sorry you're not entirely satisfied with the portrait. I think it's very nice. I mean, I did the best I could, and, well, how do I say this? You're not the most beautiful couple. I've had better. Mrs. Smith, had you lost 40 pounds prior to the session, it would have helped me as an artist, but, you know.
So do you want to buy it? Please, guys! Please!
What's the matter? Can't we handle it? Aren't we professional enough? Don't we know what we're doing? Can't we make it beautiful? Welcome to Photo Couch. I'm Gavin Syme. It's our job to be professional, to know our craft, and to do it right. It's totally okay to be an enthusiast. But if we're saying, yes, I'll take your money, yes, I can do your wedding, I can do your portrait, it's our job to do it right, to make them feel beautiful, to capture those memories. It's our job to know our craft. Just came back from Wall Portrait Conference 2010. Amazing. Had the honor of coaching this year. I was teaching Lightroom. But there was lots of other teachers there too, and so I was sitting in, I was learning, you know, posing, lighting, selling, all kinds of stuff. Kim Whitmire heads up Wall Portrait Conference. He's a legend in the industry and pioneer, really, of furniture, you know, selling furniture for the wall portraits, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-inch beautiful portraits for the wall. And I always come back fired up, and I start shouting a little. And I can be silly like I was when I first started, and I can be serious, because this is serious stuff. We need to know our craft, whatever kind of product we're going to be selling. But it just gets me thinking. It gets me going. You know, how much do you really understand posing? Yeah, I mean really understand the science of it. It's a science, and it can be subtle. It can be as subtle as the way the fingers are positioned. It can be the angle, you know, whether it's a boy, a man, or a woman, a child. How the lines are interacting with the lines in your background or in your room that you're photographing in. How about lighting? How much do we really understand that? Composition. How much do you really understand composition beyond the rule of thirds? I don't understand these things enough. That's why I'm kind of on a mission this year, and I'm trying to, you know, really glean this kind of information at the workshops I go to as well and understand more and deeper about it. Because this is our craft. We need to understand it. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm not saying we can't go out and make a nice portrait. But I'm saying, especially if we're saying we're professional, we need to improve. We need to be studying it and understanding it. Having a camera isn't good enough. Anybody can have a camera. But knowing how to really use that camera is a different story. A couple of things I picked up, I was taking some notes, and I learned so much this week at Wall Portrait Conference. And by the way, I could go on and on and on about Wall Portrait Conference, but it's just check it out, facebook.com/wallportrait, or just Google Wall Portrait Conference. But a few things I noted on posing today, or over the week. Avoid heads side by side. You know, I was just sitting in sessions and jotting down things, and this is just scratching the surface of stuff that I learned this week, but avoid heads side by side and over and under. It looks static. You know, people aren't toy soldiers lined up in a row. They're free people. They have personalities. They have style. And especially with groups, often we get static. But with anybody, you know, show that personality. Show that style. Show relationships and expression. Especially in families and groups, I mean, multi-generational, you can control the way a portrait appears by the spacing you put between different people to illustrate different relationships, by how they're interacting. They don't have to be lined up like popsicle sticks. You know, it can be looking at the camera, but it could also be interacting with each other. What about a portrait of a family sitting in their living room on a Saturday afternoon playing a board game? That's real. That's them. It's something special if you do it right. Look for naturally occurring lines and how to extend those into the way you pose people. There's all kinds of subtle things. And I just want us all to be thinking, because I'm thinking about this. I'm looking into this more. I'm studying more, going to workshops. And when I do, I get inspired and I get new ideas. And it's great. And we should all be doing that. So anyway, I'm about out of time. So that'll do it for today. But we'll talk more later. Oh, and by the way, today's show brought to you by SimeFX Photo Tools, SEIMEffects.com. Catch you later.